Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Derek Landis and Kale Mitchell with Spectrum Healthcare here in Columbia. Derek is a prevention educator and health services coordinator, and Kale is the executive director. They spoke about the rise of STIs in Columbia and how people can work to reduce those numbers. Here's Derek.
On the ground right now, we're seeing a really big HIV spike in our clinic. You know, we probably had a good, what, 6-8 month dry spell, followed up by, we're at, what, maybe one a week, a couple a week right now.
And that like, historically, this the central region, all the tests that we run, it averages out to about 3% for HIV infection. We are hovering for the region around that 20% for chlamydia and gonorrhea. We're starting to see more syphilis, which is problematic because syphilis and HIV tend to have co-occurring trends. So you see one start to rise on the heels of that, the other one will go up as well. So 20% of the people that come in to get tested are going to test positive for chlamydia or gonorrhea or both. And that at 25%, you start getting the attention of the CDC as it being epidemic rate. And that's when you start losing control. That's when they step in.
The reality is, if everybody got screened, once a year? Let's just start with that, right? If everybody got screened once a year, you'd put us out of work, right? I mean, we would be able to identify these things before they became an issue. We would be able to either treat or manage. Because the truth is, and this is why I try to veer away from a lot of fear tactic when I want to do education, because that's not where we're at. You know, everything on that list, when you go down the STI list, is either curable, manageable, or preventable. You know, we have the resources, we have the medications, we have the stuff, but it's finding it, and it's getting people treated, and it's getting people on the appropriate medications when they need to. We are at a stage where with our medications, we could eradicate chlamydia from our, like, we have the medication, we could just cure every case, we just can't find them. And we can't find them fast enough to get rid of them. But if we just, you know, shove 4 pills down every person's throat in the next 30 days, it'd be gone, right? We would have removed it.
Even on the HIV side, getting people in, getting them tested, getting them on medication, and getting them to undetectable levels, because undetectable people don't transmit virus. Undetectable is untransmittable. Testing really is kind of the core key that people have to know their status so that we can treat and get rid of, so that the cycle stops.
If everybody got tested once a year for each partner they average a year, right? If you've got one committed monogamous relationship, this should be a part of your yearly health, right? That's just it's just like everything else. You know, even if you're, you know, not a smoker and super concerned about lung cancer, you should still be getting yearly tests and screens and things and deals. If you've got 12 partners a year, let's talk once a month. Yeah. Right? Apply that formula as necessary.
That was Derek Landis and Kale Mitchell with Spectrum Healthcare talking about how testing can lead to lower numbers of STIs. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Veronica Mohesky. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.